Welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how you doing tonight?
I am doing great, and I am so excited with tonight's show.
Well, it's an interesting one, and it's a resort that is near and dear to my heart. It's where we spent our honeymoon. It's where we went on our first trip together, me and my wife. And you're going to speak about it for a specific reason, but tonight, and I'm going to let you introduce why. Tonight, we're going to talk about Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort, and there's a specific reason why. Let us know why.
So we've done a Caribbean Beach episode all about the resort that covers the buildings, the pools, the food. Like, we have our overview on every resort.
Yep.
But we've got some great updates that people are going to love that I wanted to take time to share since I was just able to get a peek into these new rooms. But in order for this to make a lot of sense, if you'll indulge me for a minute, I'm going to give you some Caribbean Beach history.
I would be happy to indulge you. I love history on the resorts. Go ahead, go to town.
Awesome. So Caribbean Beach opened October 1st, 1988, which means, while it doesn't share a birth year, it shares a birthday with two very other important places in Disney. Go for it, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
Well, we certainly know that it's definitely Epcot, because we're celebrating that right now. And then maybe the Magic Kingdom as well?
It might just be, yes. So we like that October 1st date.
Yes, it's very memorable.
And when it opened in 1988, it worked on this concept of little villages. They said it had five villages. I kind of contend it had six. You had Martinique, Barbados, Jamaica, Aruba, and North Trinidad and South Trinidad to really get you into that island feeling. And the reason that Trinidad got North and South is because those two sections were separated by a roadway. And I used to say to people, if you want to understand the layout of Caribbean Beach, if you've never been there, think about, you know, go old school here, go back to your days in elementary school where you learned to print, and think of the letter Q, the capital Q. You've got that big circle and then that little tail off the corner.
Yep.
And Caribbean Beach was that big circle. The check-in was at that top of the circle, all out by itself. You couldn't even walk there if you wanted to. And then there was that little tiny end of the queue, that little line that stuck out in the middle of nowhere, as far from everything as you could get. And when people made room requests at Caribbean Beach, they said, I'll take anything but that part. They didn't want to be that far away.
Sure.
And in typical Disney fashion, after a few years, they went, what are we going to do with this less than desirable part of the resort? And Disney genius, they took those rooms. They said, we don't have enough things for boys on property, we're continually told. We're going to turn them into pirate rooms. And because they're a unique theme room, we're going to charge you more money. So that spot where you didn't want to stay last month, people were clamoring to stay and pay more money. True Disney genius.
Sure.
You walked in, you had two beds that were pirate ships. Your refrigerator was in an old barrel. It really was a great thematic room. It was one of their first attempts at a thematic room. And the pirate rooms sold like crazy when they were new. Fast forward a couple of years, the one downside to the pirate rooms over everything else in the resort is the pirate rooms had double beds. And everything else in the resort had queen beds. Sure. But again, people went for the theming, yep. Even though many of our clients say, I don't want those double beds. But double beds was what you got at a value resort. Now they've upgraded all the resorts to queen beds, and the only double beds left on property are these pirate rooms.
Right.
And so typically now we find Caribbean Beach to be sold out except for pirate rooms. Kind of a little bit more on the history. In 2017, we gave up 9 buildings in Caribbean Beach. They gave up all of Barbados, and they moved Barbados now, what was North Trinidad is now Barbados.
Okay, so we're renaming.
We're renaming. They knocked down 6 buildings from Barbados and 3 buildings from Martinique, as well as that original check-in area to make Riviera Resort.
Right.
And now we know that Caribbean Beach is the Skyliner hub. So it's become even more popular of a resort with less rooms than it ever had before. And many of these pirate rooms are some of the closest rooms to the Skyliner now.
So it stands to reason that these pirate rooms with the double beds are what we're talking about, the refurbishment.
That is the only thing right now being refurbished. There are 6 buildings in that Trinidad section, that little stick on the end of your capital letter Q, that were pirate rooms. They are now newly, beautifully refurbished rooms. But the interesting thing is that when they were pirate rooms, we could book them as pirate rooms. And we knew that's where we were going.
Right.
And if you didn't book a pirate room, you knew you were getting Aruba, Jamaica, or Barbados, because Martinique was what they called preferred, and it was its own category. Now these new rooms are going to be mixed in with everything else, and getting one of these newly renovated rooms is going to be a little bit of luck of the draw. It is not a bookable category.
Are you listening, everybody? This is why you need a travel specialist, because it's totally, totally confusing to just the layman Disney person. So,
but wait till you see the pictures. You won't be confused. You'll be in love.
Well, that sounds like everything that Disney does, right? So I guess let's talk about the room configuration then. If they've redone these rooms, let's talk about how they've configured them.
So one of the other reasons Caribbean Beach is so popular is most of their rooms sleep 4. In the traditional rooms, it's 2 queen beds. In the refurbished rooms, it's a queen bed and a queen Murphy bed, pull down bed.
Okay.
But they also have sleeps 5 rooms in this resort using what we call a banquette. It's not a full size bed. It's recommended for a younger child, but you can get that 5th person in. And in all of these rooms, those are the occupancies plus 1 child under 3. I'd love to talk about the what I call that pull down bed, because it's something we are seeing all over property now. It is the latest in Disney refurbishments.
Yeah, go ahead. Break it down.
We first saw it come into play in Art of Animation. And the ones in Art of Animation are a little bit different, which is why I want to talk about it so that everybody's clear what they're getting.
Okay.
There's nothing worse than imagining something in your head and arriving on vacation and that not being it.
Right.
So in the value resorts, I always refer to that Murphy bed. We call it in my office, in my house, the table bed. Because when the Murphy bed is up, it has a table coming off the front. And when you pull the Murphy bed down, the table folds right under the bed. But what we saw come in Riviera, and now we're seeing in Caribbean Beach, when the Murphy bed is up, the front is not a table, it's a couch. So you have extra room to sit.
Which is brilliant. I mean, that it was a matter of time before that to be the case. It's great.
It lays out so nicely. And again, one of the reasons that I love these Murphy beds, or two of the reasons, when the bed is up, you have so much more floor space and your room feels so incredibly spacious. The other thing is, let's admit, for many, many years, whether it was at Disney or someplace else, we've all spent a night on a pullout couch. And those pullout couches might have a spring or two in your back. They might not, when you first pull it out, you might not be able to get the mattress flat because it folded into this little circle into itself. Where with these Murphy beds, they're as comfortable as a regular bed because it is one regular unfolded flat mattress that leans up against the wall or pulls down. So I have no problem sleeping on those.
Well, and I'll say as a parent of 2 small kids that always end up on the pullout, or on the, in this case, the Murphy bed, like the ability to put that back up there and go about your day, and then you come back and pull it down. Like, it allows, in my case, my kids' room to run around the room and color and play with their toys, like all the things that we have as a family when we move into Disney World for our vacation, because we get welcomed home legitimately every time we go. So I think it's a great feature, and to be able to tuck that away with an incredible amount of ease is definitely a good thing. What can you tell me about the new theming?
They're Little Mermaid rooms. And I say that, I'm sure you all hear the hesitancy in my voice.
Yeah, that wasn't an easy sell for you.
It wasn't. It is. I get it. I see Sebastian. I see Flounder. But here's why I'm kind of hedging a little bit. First of all, way to confuse people, Disney. Art of Animation has four themes. Their standard rooms known as Little Mermaid rooms.
Yep, I knew you were going
so
there.
So let's put two resorts on the same street, both on the Sky Gondola with Little Mermaid theme.
Right.
But hold that thought a second. If you've been a listener for a long time, you heard two episodes we did last year. One that I think I talked about for weeks because I loved it so much.
Right.
We did an episode all about the new Moana-themed rooms at the Polynesian.
Yep.
And then we did an episode all about the new Incredible theme rooms over at the Contemporary. And in both of those cases, I had zero doubt from the second I walked into that room what the theme was. The Moana one, over the top, incredible. There wasn't an area of the room not touched by that theme.
Okay.
Here, it's very subtle. There's three spots where you see it. When you pull down that banquette, you can see Sebastian small in the bottom of the ocean. He takes up maybe 2% of the picture.
Okay.
When you pull down the pull-down bed, you'll find Flounder. Again, they do that great art in the back. This is not the giant Flounder like we see in Art of Animation. This is, here's an ocean scene, and here he is. It's almost like playing Where's Waldo? And again, this is going to sound silly, but they kind of make little coffee stations in the room now. And there's three little bits of wallpaper there that definitely are ocean themed. If you were not a Disney person, you wouldn't look at it and go, wow, there's the character. Where when we were in Polynesian, my brother is a huge Hey Hey fan. And the first thing I noticed with the coffee station is a huge Hey Hey behind it. Hey Hey is bigger than the entire three sections that you find in this room. So it definitely has a Little Mermaid theme, but you're not getting that Little Mermaid room from Art of Animation. You're not getting all of this artwork and headboards and all of those things. So again, it's about perspective, but it's a beautiful room. They've gotten rid of the carpet, so you've got that nice flooring. Again, one of the things that I was worried about in the Incredibles room was the drapes, because they looked a little over the top in the artist rendering, even though I came to love them. Here, the drapes are not at all Little Mermaid themed. So it's got some more subtle theming to it. So if you're truly looking for a Little Mermaid room, I would say this isn't it.
But there are some folks that aren't, right? So I think that there will be people that this is totally appropriate for. The over the top Little Mermaid thing might still be Art of Animation.
Most definitely.
I do want to talk about practicality, because I know this is a big part of the conversation that you and I have when the microphones go off. We talk about practicality of rooms way more than two people should ever talk about practicality of rooms. But let's share this with the listening audience. Talk to us about how this room works. Does this room work? Where would you have made changes? Because I know you. I know you would have made changes in certain spots. But let's break it down for folks. How does it work?
You know, if you probably, you could do an outtakes reel, so to speak, of me saying the Imagineers hit it out of the park.
Well, and it's always, I love the bathroom, or I don't understand this bathroom. It's always one of the two, but go ahead.
Every time they do a room, they're on those message boards privately and looking through things and listening to podcasts and listening for things and saying, where did we miss the mark and how do we do it better next time? And this one just nailed it for me. So many little details. Again, I love the open feel of the room when you've got that bed up, plus that fifth sleeper is up. Mm-hmm. I love that it's a much lighter color and a super light colored drape. Just the change in color makes the room feel bigger to me. They've gone to those tiny nightstands that we're seeing everywhere. Again, I don't need to keep my whole life in the nightstand. I need a little something to put my phone on and charge it at night. And again, they've got the USB and the USC charger plus a regular outlet charger. They've got the high beds so my suitcases go underneath after I unpack so I'm not tripping on them. This room probably has more storage than any other room I've seen on property lately. They've got under the bed for suitcases and extras, maybe even those big souvenir bags if you're a shopper like me. The banquette, that fold down that we talked about, has two drawers under it. There's a huge night table with storage space. There's an ottoman in front of the couch that I loved. And I mean, come on, really? I could have an attachment to an ottoman, but I do. It has storage in it, but I think also because it's very new, when you go to lift the top, it's pretty tough to open. It hasn't been opened a million times yet.
Right.
But when you open it, if you want to leave it open, it doubles as an awesome desk if you're stuck working. You can sit on the couch and it's like a computer table height. So perfect for me. I was in love with that. Tiny coffee station. So you've got a lot of counter space out in the room. And now, yes, we talk a lot about the bathrooms because especially in a room that sleeps five, if you're sleeping five in your room and the bathrooms aren't practical, you can't get out in the morning. And this is Disney. Most of our guests are getting up and out 95% of their mornings.
Right.
So bathroom door, kind of that sliding barn door, double sink, which I've talked about endlessly. I love a double sink. And again, what have they listened to? A double sink that has some counter space. Instead of these bizarre double sinks they were putting in that had nowhere for you to even leave a toothbrush. That area, you can close that door so that the light isn't getting into the bedroom. But off of that, to your right, is going to be the bathroom. Both the toilet and the shower tub combo is there. Remember, not all rooms on property are going to have a tub. Many are going to be shower only.
Right.
So if that's important, make sure you ask for it. To the left of the sinks, there's two small little closets. Extra linens are there. And plenty of storage space, room to hang things up, a steamer if you need it for the clothes, extra storage under the sinks, and the coolest feature ever, a little step that pulls out if you've got a little one that can't reach the sink to brush their teeth or wash their hands. Now they've got this built-in step you can
use. Oh my God, it's about time. I can't tell you how many trips I've taken where my kids are standing and hanging on something and suspending themselves to try to get to the sink to brush their teeth. We said it like 10 times this last trip. So really, really cool feature. Hope it makes its way into some other resorts.
I heard they were waiting for the Caviello kids to be older and not need it till they added it.
Must be it. That would be how my life would operate. But listen, if that's the worst of it, then that's the worst of it.
They really did an awesome job with the room. I think people are going to love it. I beg them, if you're listening to me, please make it a bookable category. Everywhere else on property, we say to clients, if it's something you really want, they've made it a category and you can pay for it. Again, when you go somewhere like the Polynesian, it's not chance that you get a room that views the Magic Kingdom. There's Garden View, Lagoon View, Pool View, Magic Kingdom View. This Pirate View was its own category. I think the tough thing is, what do you name it?
Right.
Refurbished rooms?
Yeah, new room.
We don't want to call it new rooms.
No.
But everybody's going to be asking for them. Again, it is totally luck of the draw. It represents only about 25% of the property.
So that's important to know. It's not a bookable category. Don't even enter into the equation thinking that you can do it. It's not a category you can book.
It is not a category. And I will tell you, like, every island, there are king bedrooms, there are four-person rooms, there are five-person rooms. Nothing is upping your odds of getting there. The only thing that I can tell you is if you book a preferred room, it's not there.
Right. Okay. Listen, there's been a lot of online discussion on these rooms, as there's a lot of online discussion about a lot of things, but definitely about these rooms and some questions. So before we close tonight, what are the things that we haven't necessarily covered?
It's been floated around, and again, this is why we always say be careful, you know, using the internet as gospel.
Yes.
That these are the first six buildings, and when they're done, they're making their way through the rest of the resort. I have spoken to multiple people on that property, managers, people I believe actually have the real answers versus the random person who might be posting in a Facebook group, but right. You never know. And I am told that the rest of the resort will be getting a very limited makeover next. They will be removing the carpet and putting down flooring. Again, we all love it. It's easier to clean and stays cleaner. And I will say, Disney, forgive me for saying this. If you've stayed at Caribbean Beach and you've stayed when it's really hot, you may have had the fun of an air conditioner that might be a little bit loud. It might have way more condensation than it should dripping into your room. They are getting all new air conditioning units in the entire resort.
Good.
And again, the room that I was in obviously had one. They are smaller, they are quieter, and they are certainly more efficient.
Well, and it's an enormous resort, right? I mean, it's very, very large. We can't lose sight of that.
And that is the tough thing. So if you get a building in Trinidad, if you're in one of the first three ones, you're going to have a pretty quick walk over to the Skyliner. There are three that are a little bit further. You are not a close walk to the main theme pool or Old Port Royal, which is the lobby and the food court. They do have Spyglass Grill, which is a little bit of a quick service near the pool in Trinidad. They do have their own laundry room. They do have their own bus stop. But many people will take the internal bus from Trinidad over to the main pool. So definitely large. And the other thing to remember about this resort, all of the buildings are two stories and all of them share wonderful staircases, not an elevator to be had.
Well, and that matters depending upon your traveling party, right? So just be aware of that as you enter this into the equation when you're planning.
Most definitely.
All right. Before we go home tonight, any last bits of advice or any words for anyone that may be listening?
As I was waiting for my guide to take me over, I saw a new sign that I just loved. So I'll share the saying with you all tonight.
Good.
And it describes Caribbean Beach this way. It says, a celebration of Caribbean life with a touch of Disney magic. And that most certainly sums up everything you could want in this resort.
I love it. Thanks for taking the time to go down and experience it and sharing it with all of us. Have a great week.
You too.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.